Hi friend, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are making our way toward Christmas, and in that I want to prepare your heart to celebrate Jesus to the fullest. If you're like me, you can get distracted about, you know, all the things and buying gifts and, you know, all the trappings of a secular Christmas. But really, if you're like me too, I think you really long to have some of those sacred spaces and just really think about what Jesus did. And so that's what I'm trying to do here. Today I'm reading from two different passages in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, and Isaiah 9, 2 through 7. This is in the World English Bible. This is what it says. Isaiah 7, 14 says, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin will conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel." And then Isaiah 9, 2 through 7 in the World English Bible says this, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. The light has shined on those who lived in the land of the shadow of death. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased their joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy in harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the plunder. For the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as in the day of Midian. For all the armor of the armed man in the noisy battle and the garments rolled in blood will be for burning, fuel for the fire. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us, and the government will be on his shoulders. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end. On David's throne and on his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from that time on, even forevermore. The zeal of Yahweh of armies will perform this." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we see this beautiful name, Emmanuel, meaning God with us, which is one of the most beautiful phraseologies I've ever uttered in my life. And growing up in a home where I didn't know anything about Jesus and didn't even know that Christmas was about Jesus, this name, Emmanuel, means so much to me. Me who felt so alone and orphaned and tired and broken, you were with me, and I'm so glad. Lord, we thank you that we see this prophecy of a virgin giving birth to a son and his name being Emmanuel. We see this beautiful echo of what's going to happen in the New Testament. And it seems so clear now, Lord, as we look at these passages, but people in that time, we have to remember, they didn't have the beauty of, they didn't have this kind of insight when you came to earth. Even though the scripture was there, they just didn't put two and two together. And we have the privilege of being able to do that. Lord, we thank you that in the darkness of this world, you have shined that beautiful light. And Lord, even today, I just keep seeing, and maybe it's just because I'm getting older and I see the wickedness of humankind, it just seems to be getting darker and darker and darker, and we so desperately need your light. Lord, thank you so much that you had a child born to us and you gave your son, your only son, that he who or she who believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. And I love these names, Jesus, and we need them. Would you be our wonderful counselor today? Yes, counseling is helpful. Yes, it is good to go to a friend in time of need, but you are the wonderful counselor. You're the one that can speak life into our souls like nobody else. And Lord, for those of us who are feeling weak and weary and tired, I know I'm going to raise my hand right now. Even praying today on this podcast, I just had a mighty battle and I just felt so inadequate and so small. But you are the mighty God who gives strength to the weak. And Lord, this next one, Everlasting Father, is one that I camp on so often. And when I met you, and I talked a little bit about this at the beginning of my prayer, when I met you, I was 15 years old, and the words I said were, "Would you be the daddy who will never leave me?" And you have proven true to that. And I pray that for my friend listening today too. Be that everlasting Father, the Father that lasts, the Father that stays, the Father that does not leave, the Father that does not die, the Father that does not forsake, but the Father who is there. Lord, thank you for that. And Prince of Peace, this world is full of cacophony, of stress and brokenness and wars and rumors of wars and pestilence and all the things, all the big words. But you are the Prince of Peace, and we so desperately need that shalom that you so freely offer. Would you rain down shalom on all of us today, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by my friend Lynita Smith, and you can find out more at lynitasmith.com. It's L-Y-N-E-T-A, and then the word smith.com. She's written a book called Curtain Call, a memoir, and I talked about it a couple days ago. It's just her realizing that all that childhood trauma had meaning, and that God was all about healing her from that, and that she couldn't shove it down any longer. I often see that in people's lives who are struggling. They've been shoving their story down for so long that it keeps popping up in their behavior. And so this is her testimony of how God gently wooed her toward health and toward healing. She also has a freebie on lynitasmith.com. It's a bunch of Bible verses to help you on your healing journey. So if you go to lynitasmith.com and click on freebies, you will be able to get all of those Bible verses that would be really helpful to you. And again, you can read the first chapter of Curtain Call, a memoir, on that site as well. So Lynita, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And I do hope that that folks are deeply encouraged by this offering and this beautiful book that you have written and that I had the privilege of endorsing. Thanks so much.